hopes that you enjoyed our pastor's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands. In
my life. I'm excited about the word of the Lord. Amen. Mark the first chapter. We're going to read verse 21 to verse 20. Six, Mark 1, should be on that screen, amen, Mark 1, verse 21 all the way to verse 26, amen. Let's read. And they were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribe. And there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus, that's not for thou come out to draw us. I know thee, thou who art the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace. And come out of him. Amen. Thank you. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about briefly when the devil goes to church. When the devil goes to church. Amen. When the devil goes, and don't dare believe he don't go to church. Amen. He's here right now. Amen. He's in church right now. Amen. By myself. Amen. Amen. Because he that's what he do. Amen. That's where he go. Amen. See, we get this stuff mixed up. We got it mixed up. We think, you know, that's where he goes to church. And he transformed himself to look like us. Act like us. And if you don't be careful, he get in us. He's a spirit. He act to make you act a fool. Amen. But it's not you, but it's the demon, the devil that transformed himself. We think that, you know, we always tell people, you know, the devil, I mean, he's not at the nightclub. He's not there. Because he got those people already. Amen. So quit saying he's at the nightclub. He's not at the nightclub. Why would he want to go to the nightclub? He already got them. So he ain't fooling with them. Amen. Amen. He got them where he want them. The devil looked good sometimes. He talked for us. That's because we are not in the word like we should be. Amen. And he's all over the place, you know. And where he's like to go at is at church. He like to go to your house, stop you from coming to church. That way he goes, because he figured that if he come to church and disturb you, amen, you can get on his side. And when we learn to praise God and remember, you can't let your guards down. You got to pray constantly. You got to always be in prayer. This morning we see that Jesus went through something. Amen. Look through the book in Mark 1. Jesus was baptized. You remember he baptized of John in the Jordan. My brother and sister in the Bible say that when he baptized, amen, straightway coming up out of the water, and the heaven opened, and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. And God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Then stop that. Then he was tempted 40 days in the wilderness. The devil tempting. You remember the devil say, "If you be God, turn this into what you should do." But Jesus held his peace, and the devil had to flee him. Then he went on a little further, and he had some fishermen that he called as his disciples. And he told them, "Put down your nets, I'll make you fishermen of men." And whenever we learn to put down our net, Jesus would make us fishermen of men. And Jesus was sharing with them that you got to know, you got to really consecrate yourself. You got to be into the Word of God for you to understand what Jesus is doing. And all it is, my brothers and sisters, to teach us something, that what happened this morning, that we see Jesus have authority to teach and preach the Word of God. And if Jesus don't put up with the devil, why should you put up with him? If God doesn't permit it in his house, you shouldn't permit it in your house. You hear what I say? This is not the first time that God kicked the devil out. The first time he kicked him out, remember, out of heaven. He tried to take over. He wanted to be God. And God said, "There's not enough room for me and you. Somebody got to go." You know, like somebody try to take over, born to be pastor. It's not enough room for me and you. Somebody got to go. And God's all right. It's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it. Amen. He tried to take over heaven. I said, "You can't do that." He cast him out. And the second time, he kicked him out of the garden. Remember, in the garden, he kicked him out of the garden because he let him know that there's no room for you here. He kicked him out the third time out of your life. He kicked him out of your life. And if you get in your life, that's because you let your guards down. You hear what I say? You get, huh? Because he died on the cross for your sin and my sin. You sinned because you want to sin. Amen. Call you want to sin. And so he kicked him out. So if God don't want him in his house, I sure don't want him in my house. So you need to learn how to get the devil out of your house. Amen. And quit crying so much and stand on the Word of God. The devil don't move by you crying. You don't care how much you cry. You got to pick up the Word. Paul said, "Put on the whole armor of God." Amen? Put on the whole armor of God. So if God don't want him in his house, I sure don't want him in mine. Jesus is a devil hunter. He know how to hunt the devil. You ought to know how to recognize him, hunt him too. Wherever the devil is, amen, he will find him. He like to hide in secret places. He hide in your relationship. He hide in your marriage. He hide in your home. He make you believe everything going to be all right. Amen. But it's not all right. Amen. You have to learn how to stand on the word of God. God's house. Let me tell you something. Amen. He can't stay in God's house. So he can't stay in your house. Amen. Can't stay. You got to know how to run him out. Know how to run him out. Amen. If he can't live in God's presence, he can't live in your presence. Quit letting him resident in your presence. You got to tell him, say, devil, there's not enough room for you in God. For you and Jesus, not enough room. Amen. Got to know, amen, amen, amen. We have to move the devil out. Move him out. I want to talk to some real people this morning. Some people who really come to have church. Somebody who come not to be quiet, not to sit still. Somebody who came to church, amen, to stand on the word of God. Amen. We have authority over the devil. You need to tell the devil to go back to hell. Amen. Quit being so cute. Quit trying. Amen. You got to send him back where he belongs to. Back to hell. Amen. We have the power over him. If you have been connected with Jesus, you have the power. And let me tell you something. It's all right for people to pray for you, but you need to quit running for people to pray for you. You need to learn to pray for yourself. Nobody knows what you go through but you. Amen. This is what happened this morning in the message this morning. My brothers and sisters, Mark is talking about this morning, Jesus went to church. You got your Bible? Y'all going to read it? Or y'all tore the page out already? Jesus went to church. Huh? Do y'all see it in there? And they went into him and his side, Capernaum. And straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. He went to church. Not the synagogue. Are y'all with me? He went to church. Amen. This morning, Jesus went to church. Jesus went to church. Jesus is saved. He had no sin. He doesn't need to be baptized. Or his sin need to be forgiven. But he went to church. Now, we need all of that. All of that. We need all of that. He don't need that, but we need all of that. And still won't come to church. Still won't come to church. That's sad. If you need to be baptized, you need your sin to be forgiven, the church is the place you need to go. Amen? If Jesus can go to church, so do you and I. But we let people discourage us, blindfold us. It ain't nothing at that old church. Not long as you don't go. There's deliverance at the church. There's healing at the church. Yoke being destroyed at the church. Breakthrough is happening at the church. Devil chasing is being at the church. And you're going to let some knucklehead tell you that nothing at the church? Holy of holiness is at the church. And Jesus is at the church. I don't want to go nowhere that Jesus is not. He's at the church. Amen? Now, the longer you stay home, you never know. Amen? You got to go there. Hmm? So we need to go to church, huh? So if Jesus can go to church, so do you and I, huh? We need the presence of God in our life. If any time we need him, it's right now in our life, huh? So that day at church, Jesus was the pastor. He's the pastor right now. You're just looking at me, but Jesus stands. He is the pastor. And the Bible say he taught them. Are y'all still in your Bible? Say he taught them as one that had authority. Amen. One that had authority. When you teach, you ought to teach like you have authority. That Jesus give you his power and authority to speak the word of God. Don't add to it. Don't take it away. Speak the truth. Speak the word of God. If you want to help somebody, tell them what does say the Lord. Don't tell them what you say. Tell them what the Lord say. He spoke with authority. Not add the scribe. He spoke with power. When you get up and speak, I hear him at Sunday school, you ought to speak with power. Don't get up here wishy-washy. Get up here with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the power of God. Let the devil know that I got all over me. I'm delivered. I've been set free, and I speak the word of God. Speak with authority. When Jesus taught the people, they listen. That's another thing, they listen. Are we listening to the word? When Jesus talked to us, more people come to church. Some of them, they don't listen. They put their head down and they're on their phone. They're on their phone talking about, I can't catch nothing. This old church, you got all that metal roof. I can't get no signal. You ain't got to get no signal. And for Jesus, you don't need no signal. Amen. You don't need that Wi-Fi. Amen. The only Wi-Fi you need is Jesus. Are you listening to the word? You come here to listen to the word called. You need the word. Amen. When Jesus had authority, amen, amen, amen. He spoke with authority. Amen. Who is going to educate Jesus? Nobody can educate Jesus. Nobody can educate Jesus, huh? On what he's going to say. He is the word. He is the word. He's the living word. Amen. So he taught as one that had authority and not as the scribes. Amen. His word has power when he talked to us. Do you believe his word got power? Have the Lord ever talked to you? You talk to the Lord and you recognize his power in the church. Amen. Or when you're at home reading the word of God. Something ought to happen to you when you get into that word. Amen. But as he was teaching at church, he was at church. Amen. And I do believe when you come to church and hear the word, then your job after that is to witness and go out into the world and spread the word of God. Amen? Spread the word of God. Tell somebody what you have learned. Some soul who don't know Jesus, you ought to tell them what doth say the Lord. Quit talking about, I ain't got nothing to do. Amen? You got a whole lot to do. That the dying world need to hear about Jesus. Some soul need to hear how God can pick them up. Pick up a bowed down head. But you got to come and hear to listen to the word. But while he was teaching at church, he was at church. He's preaching. There was someone who had a problem with the word. Some people got a problem with the word. If it's not what you teach, if not what they like, they say you're picking at them. Say he's talking about me. Amen. But it's not me talking, it's the word talk to you. If you learn to live right, amen, do right, act right, huh? Then you won't feel that way. The reason why you feel that way, because you're not living up to the word. So the word's going to hit you, and it's going to make you take it out upon me or somebody else because you want to put the blame on somebody. All you got to do is live right, and you won't feel that way. Every Sunday may not be a whoop and holler sermon. Every Sunday, amen, amen, you may not feel right, but the word is for you. So you need to take it and swallow it and digest it. Amen. And you need to eat that word. How many of you can say, you know, before you got right, before the Lord, amen, laid his hands on you and changed your life, amen, use the duck and hoop and holler. I mean, duck and hoop. Talking about, oh, you talk to me. But once you got into the word, now you can laugh now. You can laugh and say, he ain't talking about me. Because I've been there before. You can say amen, but when people don't say amen, that's a sign that something is wrong. It's a sign that they still in their sin. So he taught, and somebody in the church was upset. You have to learn to quit listening to people. When people ask you, you heard what they said? What you think about that? I didn't like that. And you're going to sit there. Well, you know how rare it is. He just talk about everybody. Quit lying. I don't talk about everybody. I talk about the word. I give you the word. If the word hits you, it just hits you. I'm God's representative. I stand in the shoes of Jesus to speak the word. And Jesus said, you can't speak my word, get down. I'll put somebody else up there. You can't sugarcoat it. It's time out to quit sugarcoating the word and tell it like it is. Make no difference who it hurt. Tell it like the I is. I do believe. Am I doing all right? I do believe that as pastor, certain things the Lord allow us to talk about. Matter of fact, you need to talk about sin. And don't even getting up there talking about prosperity and like that. You need to talk about sin. Huh? Talk about sin. Amen? Tell people about sin. Tell them God loves you, but he don't love the sin they do. The wages of sin. Woo, got that. And the second thing, he need to talk about tithing. Tell your people to bring God tithe to the storehouse. It don't need me talking about, I got to wait until the Lord tell it to me. No, if you are a pastor, if you see whatever in the church, your ministry is falling down, if my member not paying tithe, I need to get up here and speak about tithe. Ouch, 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 ouch. Don't look at me funny like that. Y'all just now was shouting. When I start talking about tithe, now y'all got your head down. If you're not doing it, you need to do it. Woo! Yeah, and it's all right. See, the reason why some of y'all can shout now because y'all doing it. And the one who's not shouting and putting the head down, let me tell you, and quit lying to my God, know my heart. Yeah, he know your heart. You know you ain't gonna give nothing. You don't want to give nothing. That's why you're not blessed like you should be blessed. God love a cheerful giver. Y'all need to know some more. Y'all need to know some more. Y'all need to come to the Bible study. My people in Bible study, that would be shouting on. So he went to church. He taught. And whatever he taught, somebody got upset in his words. Jesus would teach in verse 23. He would teach it. Do you see in your Bible? It's right there. Huh? Look what he say in verse 22. And they were astonished at his teaching. They were amazed. Hmm? For he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribe. Okay? Huh? Somebody got upset. Verse 23 say, and there was a man. Did y'all catch it? In the synagogue. Amen? With an unclean spirit, he cried out. Amen. When the devil goes to church, look at right there. Huh? It's right there. That was a man. Don't miss that. Amen. Hmm? In the synagogue, in the church, with an unclean spirit, cried. Huh? he was not, his spirit was not right. And he cried out. I wonder how long the devil been in church. Y'all missed that, huh? I wonder how long the devil been in church. I bet it's not the first time that he went to church. Amen? But it was the first time that he said something. Y'all missed that. It's not the first time he went to church, but it's the first time that he talked out for what Jesus was speaking. It's not the first time he went to church, but it's the first time he had enough nerve to speak out. I got enough. Enough is enough. What pastor's saying, I'm going to speak out. I'm going to speak my peace. And let me tell you, the devil can get in anybody. Y'all missed it, huh? He's in some of y'all right now because y'all don't want to say amen. Huh? It's not the first time, but the first time he spoke out. Spoke out. Matter of fact, he's out of, out of order. Jesus is teaching, and here he spoke. He was screaming. Huh? Screaming, huh? Not the first time, huh? But the first time he says something, huh? Look, another thing I wonder. How did the people not notice that the devil was sitting by them? Y'all quiet now. The church is full. Because everywhere Jesus go, he got a packed house. And how did they not know that the devil was sitting right by them? Woo. I know why. I'm glad y'all asked me. I know why. Somebody say, tell me, Pastor. I know why. I'm going to give y'all that for free. I'm going to give you that for free. It don't cost y'all nothing. Amen. Why did they know the devil was sitting by them, huh? Why did they not know the devil was sitting by them, huh? I know why. Because he did not have no horns. We looking for devil with horns and a pick. Amen. And you may be sitting on the side of somebody and you talking about the devil got a home. The devil is a lie. He ain't got no homes. Huh? You think he got home, my brother and sister? No, he don't. Huh? Let me tell you what. The devil, he show up in a suit. Show up in a dress. Show up with a collar. And a cross. And a wig. And some weave. And some earrings. With his pants hanging down. He show up in church. Dark glasses on. Show up in church. Did not prescribe. He show up. He'll outshout you. She will outshout you. But the devil is in them. He's even in the pulpit. He sings. He's on the deacon. He's on the deacon boat. He's on the usher boat. He's in the church. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. He's all over. You looking for some home, baby? He ain't no home. Come to church with a short dress. And they get mad when the preachers are preaching. He's screaming. And the people all around him did not notice that the devil was right beside them. The devil, he imitate us. He shout like you. Throw his hands up like you. Speak in tongue like you. Try to lay hands on the sick like you. But he's not you. He's the devil. Amen.